Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. You know, there was something in our reading today. I don't know if it kind of caught your attention, but the reading that I used was from The Message, the translation from The Message. And did you catch that word that was used? I'll give you a hint. I have my props for today. Oh, jeez. These have to be given back. I didn't go on that one. Thank you. Did you catch the word? Thanks. Okay, we'll pop it on there for now. Thanks. Anybody catch that word? When you look at this, what do you think of?
Beer.
Beer. What did I hear? What else did I hear?
Wine.
What else?
Draft.
There it is, draft. When you see these, what do you think of? Draft beer. Anybody here a draft beer drinker? It's okay to admit it. First of all, I want you to know that it says that you shouldn't have too much wine. It doesn't say that you can't have any wine, unless, of course, you have some type of an allergy or have an issue with it. Then stay away from it. We all know our own bodies. But it says don't have too much wine. So I'm a draft beer drinker. I do not like Stellar. I do not like Coors Light. I do not like Bud Light. I feel like this is a cat in a hat. So what do you like? I do not like Yingling.
No, green eggs and ham.
Green eggs and ham. Thank you. I am a stout drinker. I am the darker the beer, the better. So I'm a Guinness drinker. That's what I drink. I'm a Guinness. But I'm a one Guinness girl because it will definitely fill you up. So we hear that word draft today, and it immediately brings me into having a glass of beer. Now, when it's draft beer, that means that it's served directly from the cask or the keg instead of a bottle or a can. So when you see a bottle of Miller genuine draft beer, it really isn't. So how did that word even come about? Well, prior to 1785, beer was usually served directly from the barrel, and then it was carried to the customer. They didn't have what's called that beer engine, that pump, that device for pumping the beer out of the casket. So the old English that they used was the word dragon or carry or pull it. And later on, words developed around that, like drag it, I'll have a draw of beer, or a draft. In the old English, it's spelled D-R-A-U-G-H-T. And actually, if you go to the UK, or if you go to Australia or New Zealand, that's how they will spell it. But we know it as D-R-A-F-T, draft. So yeah, I enjoy a tap of beer, a draft of beer. Some of you may enjoy a glass of wine. So this passage isn't saying don't drink it. What it's saying is don't drink too much of it. How many of you ever had too much wine or too much beer? Yeah. You know what it feels like the next day? It's not so fun, is it? I can remember the days that I couldn't get off the couch. I had a hangover. And if it's, around the time of the holidays, what do they always have on television? Ways in which you can deal with your hangover. What works? What doesn't work? My goodness, listen, we're going to suffer the consequences of too much, aren't we? But if you think about what happened the night before, how might you feel the night before? Take a look back. Think about it. What's one of the first things you say? Oh my gosh, I had a great time. It was the best time ever. So the question is, what was so great about it? And why was it the best time ever? Well, come on, how were we? We were laughing, we were giddy, right? Kind of like our defenses are down, right? We take off the mask that we wear all the time. We're relaxed, we're loose, we're free, no worries, no pressure. You see beauty all around you. You may even have gotten up and sang a karaoke song. Anybody ever do that? Yeah. Okay, or if you're at an Irish pub, You start singing along. They teach you the words, and you start to sing along. You have no fears, do you? You smiled. You talked to strangers. Hey, let me introduce you to my buddy. You danced. Anybody here start dancing? I was told that's called bottled rhythm. Well, all of a sudden you start to kind of loosen up a little bit. You know what you didn't think about? You didn't think about the next day, did you? You didn't think about the next day. You didn't think about tomorrow. You lived in the moment. And you enjoyed every moment of it. Your behavior was incredibly different. Now, I want to take you back to the first century. Jesus had died, rose from the dead, and ascended to heaven. And Jesus told his disciples, wait here in Jerusalem until I send the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. And they're hiding out, aren't they? Because they're petrified. I mean, they're holed up in a room. And all of a sudden, they come flying out of that room. And what are they doing? They're speaking in different languages. So the people who are there will hear the good news about Jesus Christ. I have to say something. I don't think they were just speaking different languages. They were totally different. Because people asked, what are these guys, drunk? What does drunkenness look like? It looks like dancing. It looks like singing. It looks like uninhibited. It looks like living in the moment. Can you imagine, were they possibly doing this? Now, I'm not advocating drinking, okay? Because these are the guys that were filled with the Holy Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit, acting in ways they never would have done. They were in their coffins, weren't they? They were holed up, hiding in the room, and all of a sudden they break out, and they're speaking freely about Jesus Christ. Freely. I think there was a lot of dancing and singing going on. I think they were living for the moment. No worries, no cares. They didn't worry about a hangover or what was going to happen. They didn't care because they knew one thing, Jesus Christ. They were freed in Christ. What if we did that? What if that tap that maybe it says for me today, it might say Guinness. What if it said the Holy Spirit? What if I took in and poured a draft and gulped down and chugged in the gift of the Holy Spirit? How might I act? Might it be like those disciples were on that first day of Pentecost? Now, I don't have the gift of speaking in tongues or in speaking in other languages like that, but my gifts are different. What if we chugged down, brought in, opened our hearts to the Holy Spirit and drank it in? What would that feel like? Would you start dancing? Would you start worshiping from your heart? Would you be praising God? Would you be karaoke singing? Perhaps not to a machine, but perhaps with musicians. Singing along with everyone else. Would you feel free? Would you feel as if you're out of your coffins? Would you feel as if there's beauty all around because you're seeing it now for the very first time? Would you smile? Would you laugh? Would you be giddy? Would you talk to a stranger that you didn't know? Thank you for the sound effects. It's perfect. Perfect. That is life in the Holy Spirit. Some call it foolishness, but we don't, do we? It's wisdom. It's revelation. It's knowing that what matters is our relationship with God. It's living in the moment, not worrying about tomorrow, taking off our masks, letting our worries and fears drop away. Would you drink that? You have that gift. every single day, you have that gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift that calls you into this place, that gift in which when you hear God's word, it opens up something new that you've never seen before, that gift that fills you with joy and with love. And that gift never goes away, especially in the times when we're feeling whatever hangovers we have from the too muches in our lives. Not too much as maybe that we brought on, but that may have been brought on upon us. Drink that gift of the Holy Spirit. Drafts and drafts and drafts of it. Gulp it down. I had a child when, and I don't even remember if you remember during a baptism, where that child scooped up that water and started drinking it. I don't know if anybody remembers that. I said, keep drinking, gulp it down. That is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And it was clean water. That is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And children know it and see it. And we can hear it in all of them. So live into this gift. Drink it richly. Let it pour into you. Let it open your hearts in a new way. Let God's love and unconditional mercy open your heart in a way that it never has been opened before. Smile. Get out of your coffin, because we have a living God who is present with us each and every single day of our lives. Let your defenses go down. Live the Spirit life. Gulp it down. And I'm going to tell you, drink up. Drink up. Because you can never have too much Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.